dear. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. Dad will be late, and Uncle Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut. 'Cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night, just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione still in jail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The man accused of gunning down the head of United Healthcare last week in New York City is fighting extradition and is being held without bail. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Pennsylvania has been investigating the 26-year-old's online posts.
Since some of Mangione's internet posts reference dealing with a debilitating back injury, one thing police are investigating now is whether United Healthcare or some other insurance company may have denied a claim.
Google has removed a flood of negative reviews posted for the McDonald's, where an employee tipped police off that Mangione was there. People are also selling mugs with the words delay, defend, and depose on them. Those were found on the bullet casings at the crime scene. Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes over the past 48 hours in Syria, following the fall of Bashar Assad's government. Pope Francis making his first public remarks about Syria, saying he hopes a political solution can be reached without further conflict. This is ABC News. Here's a job for the birds. For the 125th year, the Audubon Society is counting on humans to count flying fowl. Here's ABC's Danny New.
Over the next few weeks, around 80,000 volunteers will help the National Audubon Society tally up its annual Christmas bird count. With organized events across the globe,
the world's changing rapidly, and so are the birds along with it.
Biologist Dr. Dustin Partridge here is a member of the NYC Bird Alliance, which will host a big counting event this Sunday in New York's Central Park, where you can both get lost in the woods and hear sirens. In fact, some birds actually migrate down to the Big Apple from Canada.
They're spending their nice winter here because it's a little bit nicer than where they spend their summers.
Counting event runs through January 5th. People in Mumford, Maine are being told not to touch the brown snow. Officials say it was caused by the release of a byproduct from the town's paper mill. The brown snow, not toxic, but can be irritating to eyes, skin, and a dog's paws. Heavy rains expected to wash it away. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips is hosting a cookie walk and soup luncheon. Dozens of homemade cookies and candy will be available to purchase for $10 per pound. The soup luncheon will include soup, sandwich, dessert, and a beverage for $10. Everyone is welcome. Once again, that's Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. A bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's one week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And some other local sports scores. Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms. Girls basketball last night. You heard it right here. Prentice on their home floor defended their home floor. They beat the Shawamigan girls 58-44. Phillips traveled down to Athens for a classic Merriwood North Conference clash, and Phillips gets a win on that one, 77-64. Butternut, a game that was fairly close at halftime, and Butternut broke it open second half for a 42-18 victory over the LCO girls last night at the Butternut Gym. Rice Lake a winner over the Lakeland girls, 51-42, and Tomahawk beat Elko 51-10. On the boys' side, it was Phillips at home, non-conference, beating Leona Wabino 62-54. Ladysmith tops Ashland 76-53. It was Stanley Boyd over Rib Lake last night, 72-51. You had the Barron boys topping Hayward, 84-60. Lakeland a winner over Three Lakes, 53-47. The Medford boys beat DC Everest, 74-64. And the Tomahawk boys over Elko, 71-24. Find our schedule of upcoming games at 98qcountry.com. We are adding a hockey game tomorrow night. Team Seal will play host to WSFLG co-op team tomorrow night at the Park Falls Rec Arena. Scott Heckman will bring you the call of that game tomorrow night, and we'll drop the puck at 6 o'clock right here on 98Q Team Seal Hockey. Sports brought to you by Wolf
Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-124.
Let's get the day rolling with your first keyword, and the keyword this morning is bells. B as in boy, bells. Text that to us right now. You'll be in for the hourly drawing. You'll get an entry in for the grand prize drawings. So bells is a keyword. Get that Civic Media app on your phone. Hit 98Q, text bells before 8 o'clock, and you are in for the hourly drawing. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, 7 below tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14. 98Q
Country. My parents survived World War II, the Great Depression, the polio epidemic, military draft. Pulp. Pulp in their orange juice. Unregulated, unlimited pulp in their orange juice. Never breathed a word about it. Then we came along, took one sip. What was that? Pulp, what is pulp? There's orange in my orange juice! Do something now! And Tropicana rolled right over. Rolled right over. All right, the pulp is gone. We've gotten rid of all the pulp. Are you happy? Well, can we keep some? Can we keep some pulp? How much is some pulp? I don't know, a pinch of pulp, a dash of pulp?
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music!
I love country music.
98Q Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Thank you. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and run. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. I've been a rolling stone all my life, flying all alone. Flying blind, I've seen it all. I've been around, I've been lost, and I've been found. But who I am with you is who I really wanna be. You're so good for me. And when I'm holding you, it feels like I've got the world.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying. And it's all right, all right. lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made, 'cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
Morgan Wallen and 98Q. Wednesday morning, here we go on this 11th of December. Hope you are well. Couple of cold days. If you have some stuff, you know, some clothes that you kind of are designated as a boy, when it gets cold, this is the stuff that I bring out. This is what I do when it gets cold, whatever that is, whether it's one piece of clothing or it's a process of layering two or three things, do that. Today, daytime hours won't be too bad today with temperatures lingering around 20, but we're going to drop below zero tonight. Tomorrow's high. Hang on a second. Yeah. Tomorrow's high. Ever get that where every once in a while, all of a sudden you just smell something burning? You're like, what's that, fire? I think I'm good. 20 for the high today, overnight low about, you know, a few degrees below zero. Tomorrow's going to struggle to get above zero. So lay out, get that warm weather stuff ready, because tomorrow will be the day to break that out. Looks like we'll be a lot warmer as we get into the weekend. Temperatures will probably be in the mid-30s for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But a cool stretch here. We'll make our way through it. Big Lions Club auction is this Saturday. Been a yearly tradition for many, many years. Raise funds for our local Park Falls Lions Club. And also your chance to get some pretty cool stuff, you know, maybe some good deals on some stuff, or maybe gift certificates, items that you would have bought anyway. And all the money goes for our local Lions. So that'll be Saturday. We'll have it live on the air. If you can't be at the Legion Hall on Saturday, you can listen right here. Big G, Gray, and some of the Lions members will be describing all the items. They'll give you a phone number to call to bid on items. And it's a great way for you to support a great local organization. Yeah, again, you don't have to be there. It helps to be there, though. I mean, because you can see the items. Everything's right there. And you can pick up the items after you bid. So it starts at 1 o'clock, and they usually, every half hour, they'll close out a board. So they have like five or six different boards of items, and then every half hour, they'll close them out. And I believe the paper should have the list of items. They usually put that in there each year if you want to check that out to kind of follow along. But again, a lot of fun. We always appreciate having the opportunity to put it on the air. So we'll be there from 1 until 4:30, quarter to 5 at the Legion Hall in Park Falls, bringing you that yearly event. What else is going on? This whole Syria thing is, I don't know, I was doing some research on it. Because I did the research because I saw that Israel just like immediately started bombing Syria with the collapse of the Assad regime, which is a dictatorship regime that's been there about 50 years. And Israel, which launched airstrikes at military targets across Syria and deployed ground groups, troops also. So it's a very, you kind of got to go and investigate the whole Middle East thing. It just continues to just, I scratch my head at it. It was going on when I was a kid. And back then, I remember people saying, it's been going on forever, it'll go on, it'll keep going on. And I thought to myself, well, it'll end eventually. And now I'm 50 years later, and I'm like, no, it hasn't ended. It's just they keep battling over there. And did you see, I saw a story yesterday about this Assad guy. He was just a bad dude. And so Russia said, hey, come on in. He ran away and has escaped to Russia now, apparently. They had a story yesterday about not only the place that he lived in, but the garages, and I'm not talking a two-car garage, I'm talking about a large storage shed, several of them full of classic, very expensive cars, Lamborghinis, classic cars. And this is a country that has a lot of people living in pretty rough condition, and it's a typical dictatorship-type government where the people running the government are doing it to better themselves and have these lavish lifestyles and live way beyond the means that anyone should ever. And then they got people around them that are struggling to even eat and survive. And that's what a dictatorship government does. So Russia, good luck with Assad. I'm not sure why they're letting them come to that country. But the Middle East thing just continues to absolutely be a head scratcher for other people around the world. It's just like, it's a lifestyle of guns and battles. And it's 99% of the people don't want it. It's that small percentage. It's the terrorist groups and the gangster mentalities that are trying to get it all over there. So that is one of the stories that continues and will continue to be the headlines, is Syria. What else do we have? The wildfire. Man, the ferocious wildfire fanned by strong winds burning throughout Malibu on Tuesday. It destroyed homes. It triggered some power outages out there in California and forced thousands of evacuations along the coast. They did that in the dark while firefighters struggling to contain the flames out in Malibu in California. So that's another story that you'll be hearing about. Packers don't play till Sunday night, so you got that to look forward to. Any other teams that you may have interest in? I think the Lions play a regular game on Sunday, I believe. The Vikings play, I think, Monday night. So you got all kinds of football scattered throughout the weekend. Had some good local sports action last night. Good battle between Prentice and Shawamigan and girls. We'll get that game archived for you. All kinds of good stuff on there. We do what we can at 98qcountry.com to put stuff on demand, like the chat we had with the players and Coach Sherwinski from the Butternut Girls. You can listen to that on demand at 98qcountry.com. Just click on the podcast. And we try to put some other things on there as time permits for you to click and listen. I know that's the society now. It's not wait and listen. It's I want to listen now. So we're doing our best to put a lot of that stuff on our webpage at 98qcountry.com. And we're giving away stuff, too. Goodness gracious, people. We've given away $100. We had a couple of winners from Butternut Park Falls of not only night stays at the Chula Vista, but Hondo's $100. I said that to my wife yesterday, and she made a reference just like, when did you start calling it a Hondo? I said, when my son did. I said, if my son thinks it's cool, then I think it's cool. She said, I think he said it once. I said, well, that's enough for me. So it's a $100 bill. Not sure if it'll come. It'll probably come in the form of a check, but you get the point. So your chance to win all kinds of good stuff. And every time you text us the key word, you're automatically in for the grand prize drawings. We're going to do that the week of Christmas, where there's going to be a couple of robot vacuums given away, humidifier, a couple of espresso machines, a snowblower, a couple of luggage sets. So it's just a way for us to loosen up, have a little fun in our grown-up gift list. We make it easy for you. We're not going to tell you what the keyword is for every hour today, but I'll tell you what hours we're going to do it. 7, 11, 1, and 4. We know you got things to do. You're running around. But if you get that keyword, you got stuff to do, set a reminder on your phone, 11 a.m., tune into 98Q, and we'll have another keyword for you. We'll do that all this week through Friday. We'll do it again all next week. So listen for Mike McKay in the midday and Gray this afternoon as we bring you all that good stuff. We have kind of a light schedule on Reality Radio. I have some things I want to talk about today, but one of them is reliant on other people being here, like Gray. So we'll see if that happens. I'm not sure what their schedules are here this morning. I watched part of The Grinch. Well, I should say I watched part of it because I'm the type of person where the first time I see a movie, I'll put everything aside and I'll watch a movie. All right, you got my attention. If I've never seen the movie before, for the most part, I'll watch intently. If it's a movie I've seen before, I'm usually a multitasker. I'll have my computer on. I might be doing a little work on the computer and the movie on at the same time. So I did that last night, and my wife was like, are you going to watch this movie? And I'm like, well, you know what I do. So we were watching The Grinch with Jim Carrey last night, maybe my number one Christmas movie of all time. And I thought to myself, there's a part of the movie where there people are shopping in the store, and they're going crazy, and it's a Whoville, and it's just like it's a Whovelation, and it's just, oh, it's wonderful. And they're in the store, and the owner of the store at one point, at the top of his lungs, he yells, for the next 5 minutes, everything is 99% off. I mean, that's, could you imagine? I mean, for those of you who lived in the Blue Light Special days at Kmart, it was special just to hear a Blue Light Special. But could you imagine walking into a store, a large store, and all of a sudden somebody gets on the microphone and says, for the next 5 minutes, everything is 99% off. It's just like, it's a bad business plan. It really is. Wipe your right. And the whole concept of the convenience store on On the Grinch, Who Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version, there seems to be a lack of organization. There's money everywhere. There's the till is just overflowing with money, and Joel's taking all this way too literally. I looked at it, and I'm thought, well, that business plan just isn't going to fly for very long. But it's Whoville. It's Whovilation time. It's a wonderful thing. What's your favorite Christmas movie? If I had to ask you, your number one, I'm not looking for a, oh, maybe this or that. I'm talking one. You got to pick one. Maybe we'll do that on a little Facebook post and find out what you guys like. Did somebody do that already? Maybe McKay already. Maybe they beat me to it. But I've kind of flip-flopped over the years. I had favorites, but then when the Jim Carrey version of The Grinch came out, I was like, I think this wins. I think this even tops Christmas Vacation. And that's 1B for me. That's right there, Christmas Vacation. The Christmas Story would be in my top 10, no doubt about that, just because our family kind of has a tradition of just watching it every year. We know the lines. We know what's coming up, but it's still more about the tradition. Your keyword for this hour is bells, B-E-L-L-S. That is your keyword. Get that to us right now if you haven't already. You got till 8 o'clock to be in for this hour's drawing. Good luck to you. Let's get you updated. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports and little blings in the background. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione still in jail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The man accused of gunning down the head of United Healthcare last week in New York City is fighting extradition and is being held without bail. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Pennsylvania has been investigating the 26-year-old's online posts.
Since some of Mangione's internet posts reference dealing with a debilitating back injury, one thing police are investigating now is whether United Healthcare or some other insurance company may have denied a claim.
Google has removed a flood of negative reviews posted for the McDonald's where an employee tipped police off that Mangione was there. People are also selling mugs with the words delay, defend, and depose on them. Those were found on the bullet casings at the crime scene. Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes over the past 48 hours in Syria following the fall of Bashar Assad's government. Pope Francis making his first public remarks about Syria, saying he hopes a political solution can be reached without further conflict. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Xcel Energy is proud to announce a $30,000 grant has been awarded to 3 Boys and Girls Clubs on Native lands. Boys and Girls Club of Lacouderay, Boys and Girls Club of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and Boys and Girls Club of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Carl Hosley, president of Xcel Energy Wisconsin and Michigan, said, quote, "We are thrilled to support these incredible organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to youth in their communities. Our commitment to community service is at the heart of everything we do, and we are honored to contribute to the growth and development of these Boys and Girls Clubs," end quote. The grant is part of Xcel Energy Foundation's ongoing efforts to invest in community vitality and support organizations that align with the company's values. The funds will be used to enhance programs and services that promote education, health, and leadership among the youth in these communities. For more information about Xcel Energy Foundation and its community initiatives, please visit Xcel Energy's website. Major phone changes are coming. Stuart J. Waddles has the 411.
Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals in Los Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home, 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's 1 week at a time.
That's safety Zane Anderson with sports. I'm Mike Clements.
On the local sports scene, the Butternut girls at home beat LCO last night, led by Kendra Pritzel with 15 points and 14 rebounds. Freshman Gianna Nearing had 8 points and 6 boards, and Caitlin Bebo with 8 points, 6 boards, and 5 steals. And Butternut extended out a game that was kind of tight at halftime and blew it open in the second half for a 42-18 win over LCO in girls' action last night. You heard it last night. We'll have it archived later this morning for you. Prentice beat Shawamigan last night, 58-44 in girls' action down in Prentice. Phillips went down to Athens. They beat the Blue Jays 77-64. Rice Lake topped the Lakeland girls 51-42, and the Tomahawk girls beat Elko 51-10. On the boys' side, it was Tomahawk winning over Elko 71-24. Medford beat DC Everest 74-64. Lakeland a winner over Three Lakes 53-47. It Barron topping Hayward 84-60. It was Stanley Boyd beating Rib Lake Boys 72-51. Ladysmith a winner over Ashland 76-53. And the Phillips boys won a non-conference tilt at home over Wabino Leona. Final count there was 62-54.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, 7 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
98Q Country.
Country.
You know I ain't got no patience. There's something about you, girl, I just can't fight. You like that cigarette, that shot of 100 proof. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving that feeling when we kiss, the way your body moves. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving you, craving you. All the in-between is killing. Say goodbye, I'm counting down until we say hello. Every touch is like the strongest drug. I don't know how much longer I can go.
Country.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights are getting brighter. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be. Is too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on.
out here watching airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly. Trying to figure out which one you might be on and why you don't love me anymore. Yeah, I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes. No, bye.
There's our guy, Gary Allen, our guy in Watching Airplanes in 98Q Country. Well, what the heck is going to happen in the NFC Norris division the rest of the way? This is crazy. Did you know, Gray and I determined yesterday through a very little investigation, it just was more inquisitive, that the Vikings, Packers, and Lions have played 14 games against the AFC, against the other guys on the other side that you could meet in the Super Bowl. 14 games, Lions, Packers, Vikings, and that combined record for the Lions, Packers, Vikings against AFC teams is 14-0. They have not lost. Now, the division they're playing against is not a very good division. You got the Tennessees and the Jacksonvilles and the Colts. It's not a great division, but still, 14-0, the top three teams. And they've only lost, what did we say? Like, they've only lost like twice outside of our division. It's crazy. And it's going to come down to a couple of plays in the playoffs. And the Lions may have home field advantage, which, I don't know, I guess that's a good thing. But they, anytime a home field advantage, what it does, it prevents you from going to cold weather if you're a dome team. So I don't think it's so much that the Lions would play at home as it is that they won't have to go to Philadelphia or go to Green Bay in the playoffs. And same thing for the Vikings. I think it's important for the Vikings to try to get that number one seed, because if they don't, they're probably going to have to go at some point to Philadelphia. They may have to go to Philadelphia to play. That's a possibility. So the Lambeau Fields and the Philadelphia, those outdoor stadiums that can be cold in January, that's a big advantage. So, again, the Lions will try to hang on. If the Lions take care of business, they're going to win the division. And get this, if the Lions, I've mentioned this before, but it still is just so crazy to me because we're so used to this division being like, you know, 9-10 wins, put you in the playoffs. If the Lions win the next 3 weeks and they are 15-1, the Vikings can't do anything about it. The Vikings could beat the Lions the last week of the season. Both teams could end up 15-2. And from my calculations through the NFL playoff machine, the Lions would still be the number one seed and the Vikings would drop to a 5 seed, because if you don't win your division, you can't finish anything higher than a 5 seed. And the Vikings would go on the road. And for the playoffs, they could be 15-2. That could happen. The Lions' best chance of losing is probably this week, the Bills. I think the Bills are coming to Ford Stadium. Packers are just going to try to hold on to that division now, or to the wild card. Packers have to be careful. The LA Rams are playing pretty good, and the Packers may have to win 3 of their last 4 to secure a playoff spot. That is, I mean, the way some other teams are playing, that is a possibility. 9-4 right now for the Packers. We'll have them for you Sunday night in Seattle. That is a 5:03 pregame. All the Packers right here, of course, on 98Q.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Keyword is bells this hour. You got just a couple minutes to get it to us before 8 o'clock. B-E-L-L-S. B as in boy, bells. That is your keyword here in the 7 a.m. hour. Get it to us right now through the Civic Media app to be in for this hour's drawing.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Professional Exteriors and Interiors salutes all men and women in uniform. Let's remember them this holiday season by sending out a military care package. Go to your favorite search engine and type in military care package. Just point and click. It's that simple to bring holiday joy to a soldier overseas. This message courtesy of Professional Exteriors and Interiors, your exterior and interior pros. Roofing is their specialty, offering 10% off all roofing jobs. Their slogan is, "We roof the best and fix the rest." Call 715-520-2271.
98Q Country.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, "Love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me. Yes, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby." When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss I want it, need. Said, "I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming.